But we have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And today we are joined by Rosie. So, Rosie, I know you reviewed an album by a guy who used to be in a K-pop band. You got to tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, it's basically the lore. One of the biggest K-pop bands was GOT7. They were under a really big company, and then they had an argument with their company, and they basically broke up from that. And then all of the members started focusing on their solo careers, which Jackson Wang is doing his solo stuff. But they actually just got back together under a new company. So they just released an album, I think, back around Christmas time. And now they still do their solo stuff and they do their group stuff.
Okay, I have never heard of this group, surprisingly, but focusing in on Jackson Wang, because I know that's whose album you listen to, you got to tell me a little bit about this album that he released.
Oh yeah, this new album. So he has an album before this named Magic Man, and this one's named Magic Man 2. So it's like a sequel album. This album honestly kind of surprised me. I had a little doubts just because I know he's been doing a lot of tests, I guess, experimenting with like a Western sound. So it sounded a little weird at first, but he has a lot of funk and R&B influences in this album, and it really brought it together for me.
Yeah, I have only heard one song from this album, but like it is not what I expected for like a K-pop person's solo career.
Definitely
it sounds very
not.
Different than what I've heard from other people. Mm-mm. Do you have like some favorite songs from the album?
Oh yeah, I really like Access, Sophie Ricky, and Made Me a Man.
Nice. All right, well, let's get right into a song from this album. We have got Made Me a Man by Jackson Wang here on New Music Monday. Jackson Wang, Made Me a Man, here on New Music Monday. And I know you said he has released some solo stuff in the past. Do you think this kind of sounds the same as stuff he's released, or is he switching up his sound a bit?
I think he's switching up his sound a bit because I think he's trying to do more of like a Western kind of sound. Before, when he first started, it was more K-pop-y, and it was also like, obviously there's still Western influences in it, but I liked his older stuff way better.
Okay. And I want to know a little bit more about this group reunion. Like, are you super excited for this? How are you feeling about them coming back together?
I was so excited. They had this album. I don't even really remember the name of the album, but the one song that got like super popular for me is called Python, and the beat is just actually crazy. Like, it's so fun. It also gets stuck in my head so much. Like, I think like when it came out, I annoyed my roommate so much because I just kept singing it.
Okay. And one thing that I think is pretty crazy is I saw Jackson Wang is on the Jingle Ball lineup for this year, which I love Jingle Ball. Have you ever been to one, Rosie?
No, I want to go to one, though.
You have to go. They are life-changing.
So the Jingle Ball is like a concert put on by the radio station
B96.
Yeah, B96. Yeah, and it's at Allstate Arena every year, and they have like some crazy lineups. I saw this year, it's like Jackson Wang, Audrey Hobart, Nelly, Jessie Murph,
Teddy Swims,
Zara Larsson. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I need to be at this.
We will be there.
You're about to see him do some crazy dancing because he's a really good dancer.
Ooh. That's what I was just going to ask.
Yep.
Because, like, I don't know a ton about K-pop, but I'm always wowed by the dancing.
Mm-hmm.